He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband. What is going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
Oh, good.
You said it like you were all excited over something. Thought something was going on.
No, I mean, it's Friday. What else is, you know, that's basically the excitement of my life is that it's Friday now.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot that I wanted to read you something that somebody wrote about you on Facebook.
Oh, God.
All right. Remember last week when we were talking about Raven having to take you out on a date and try to do something romantic because it's been so long since he's done anything like that?
Right. It never happened, but yes.
Okay, right. This is what Rachel wrote on our Facebook page. Honestly, I don't even understand the concept of date night. You're married. If you want to go out to dinner, go out to dinner. What are your thoughts on that?
I think Rachel needs a boyfriend.
Well, let's click on her profile page and see if she has one. All right. Unclear. Do you think there's a difference between just going out to dinner and a date night?
Yes, absolutely. You could just go out to dinner and, you know, leggings and a sweatshirt. A date night is, honey, put on a dress. We're going on a date.
I agree with you. I think that there's a difference between, like, just going out for another normal meal versus something that takes time and planning. And there's, like, an excitement and a buildup leading up to it.
Right.
So has Raven done anything to, like, try to up his romantic game during the last week?
Are you serious?
All right. I guess we'll just take that as a no. They don't take it serious. They never take it serious.
Not even a little bit.
Well, this time of year, I mean, you're just like everybody else. You're just trying to survive on a daily basis, get the things done that you have to, and think about the other things you have to get done for upcoming events. It's not like there's a lot of extra time. The thing I dedicated myself to doing this week was making sure that I actually did the dishes at least once before Alicia went to go make dinner. I did that once.
Not even all of the dishes.
Well, you keep putting more in there.
Because I'm cooking you food. That's what happens when you cook. Dishes end up in the sink.
Do you guys have an agreement, like one person cooks, one person cleans, or how does that work?
I thought we did. We used to.
Yes, we used to. We've been, yes. Oftentimes, or the way that it's typically been, is that Alicia cooks the meal and I do the dishes. But certain things get in the way of that from time to time. This week, it's mostly just been fatigue. Being tired.
But that means you're just not doing it.
Well, the thing is too, it depends on what meal she's making. So there's times when I can get in the kitchen, the vicinity of the sink to the island where everything else is happening, it's tight in our house. So when you're trying to clean up some stuff, you can't do it when she's still preparing something. And lately, Alicia's preparing very elaborate things.
Oh.
So there's a lot of prep time before, and there's actually a lot of time after where she's doing something. And at any time that I feel like I step in front of her way in between the island and the sink, I feel like it's the most egregious crime I could commit.
I feel like what I hear is excuse, 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 excuse.
Yep. I mean, he could walk around the other side of the island. He stands there and looks at me like,
well, there's no sink
he needs to walk
on the other side of the island. That's the thing. And that's where the dishes are and where they take place.
But why can't you just do them after dinner when they're done?
Because she jumps in from time to time and we take out the dogs right after dinner. There's a whole timing thing.
So, Alicia, what kind of grade would you like to give your husband for the week?
Anna, he's going to get a C. I mean, I know he's been busy, but then he says these things and just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I
well, thank you so much, Alicia. And maybe this will be the week where he surprises you with something awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath, Anna.